Adams, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo-woo-woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Fuck yeah.
Got it.
Oh,
there you are, number.
What is it, the month of May?
It is the month of May.
Well, then Cinco de Mayo. Too. No, it was Cinco de Mayo. Novak has Cinco de Fago tattooed on his arm. He not? Actually does. How did that happen?
Well, they pay me to do this appearance on Cinco de Mayo, and I go to this Cinco de Mayo is like a Mexican thing, right?
Yeah.
So I go
it was
to this,
in Virginia Beach.
I go to this all-Mexican nightclub, and they want me to do an appearance. They're like, do something crazy.
Jess.
Do something crazy. I'm like, I'm not going to get hurt doing something stupid. I'm like, but I'll get a tattoo. So what I do, thinking it'd be funny and all the Mexicans would laugh, I get Cinco de Fago and they all would kill me.
So wait a minute. So you're at Virginia Beach, you're getting paid to be there by making a Novak appearance and you get they want entertainment.
Yeah.
So you get a Cinco de Fago tattoo.
Yeah. In an all Mexican nightclub. And I thought
this is so insulting.
Exactly. Thank you.
Jess, he thought it was the right thing to do.
Jess, I thought
it's like saying like fuck the 4th of July, American fuckers.
Yeah. And Jess, I thought I was like, all right, I'll make everybody a fucking Cinco de Fago and on the eye dot it with a heart. So all of a sudden I got this big Mexican dude, he's like, Holmes, you sure you want that? I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Let's just do it. So he does it. I'm like, but I want the eye dotted with a heart. He's like, you sure?
Did Minton make you do it?
Nah, this is way before Minton.
Right. So there's a guy named Minton, ladies and gentlemen.
He's sitting right next to me.
Yeah, apparently. And
Minton's not here right now.
And Novak has a buddy named Minton, but he's invisible.
Yeah.
He doesn't exist.
Yo, but, shut the fuck up, because you're going to wake up Minton.
Right.
Novak thinks
yeah, Minton's hungry. Take him to Wawa Bell.
Explain.
Do you want to take him to Taco Bell or Wawa?
I want to take him to Wawa Bell.
Novak thinks that Minton exists in his head and is doing things that Novak wouldn't do.
But what's weird is when Novak's normal, I try to tell him, like, Novak, dude, you're friends with a person named Minton that doesn't exist.
I don't want to be friends with him.
No, but like, okay, you're normal now.
Yeah, and I'm not friends with
Minton.
Okay,
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
When you talk to Minton, he's not there.
I know that. But no, at the time, I don't know that. I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, I know, but like what makes you go into this mode?
Seizures.
Yeah, I know.
Lack of Xanax.
Well, he started seeing Minton and acting as Minton by
but
accident.
The thing is, I'm telling him right now when he's normal that there's a person named Minton that he thinks he's friends with, but there is no Minton.
He believes that Minson's doing things he wouldn't do, and this happened after his seizure.
But Minton made you not get pussy for the past 4 days.
Do you think I didn't want to get pussy?
He said Minton was fucking his girlfriend the other night.
Are you serious?
No, I didn't say that.
Didn't
no, I said Minton cockboxed me.
Apple was saying that she heard all types of crazy shit from your mouth, and you said it was Minton's.
Yeah, but it wasn't while I was fucking her. It wasn't while I was fucking her, though.
No, you're right. No, Apple said that. About Minton.
Yeah, she said
Minton.
She heard me cussing someone out, and she's like, "Who's in the room with him?" And no one was. She knew no one's in there with me. So she comes in and she sees me just sitting up in the bed cussing Minton out, like, "You motherfucker, shut the fuck up!" And then she comes in, and I start cussing her out in Minton mode. I'm like, "You're nothing you're nothing good but a cum catching whore, you slut."
She did say that. She said to me, she was like, "Oh my god, he called me a slut."
That's just the beginning. Then you said that you were in the passenger seat of Apple's car, and then you turn around and you say, "Apple, are you gonna take all these fucking assholes home because they don't even have a lighter?"
Yeah.
And then
she's like, "There's nobody back here, Novak. It's just me and you."
You were arguing.
Like, "Oh yeah, right. There's fucking four people in the back, and there wasn't anybody in the back."
You were arguing with a guy in the back seat.
Like, you're losing your mind.
That wouldn't give you the lighter.
Only one, because
she was crying her eyes out.
What caused this was when I lost all my prescriptions of Xanax that I was prescribed to. I've been taking them for a while. That's one. Pharmaceuticals and alcohol are the most dangerous withdrawal. Alcohol is the only withdrawal you can die from.
Okay, well, why are you doing this to yourself, then?
I am not.
Fucking that's hanging around with these hot dogs strutting floozies.
Minson didn't show up last night because I'm getting better.
Minson showed up because you ran out of fucking pills.
Where did
did the name Minson come from?
I have no idea.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
No one knows. Not even Minson.
It's a pretty interesting name.
Yeah, Minson.
Is that something you've heard of when you were a kid or something?
Never in my life.
Dude, have you ever stole anything
that's
from
what
me
I'm trying
and
to figure
blamed
out.
It on Minson?
I'm like, who's Minson? Where did Minson even... Like, even if you black out and you're drunk and you black out, like and you come up with a name like Minson, like, like there's got to be some kind of childhood thing.
Who is Minson? Or,
I've never heard the name Minson. I've never known anyone remotely close to
you're
Minson.
You're Novak. Where the fuck's my laptop? I don't know. Ask Minson.
It's Minson.
It's Minson convenient. Stole it. Minson fucking stole
it. It's convenient.
It.
Problem is, like...
Did Minson steal my computer?
No, Minson only happens when he's sleeping at night. He doesn't leave the room.
And what has Minson done?
Minson has cock-blocked me for
Apple.
A past. Last night
he hasn't gotten pussy in 4 days.
No, I got pussy last night because Minson didn't
show
up.
How was it?
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Right.
Except I was a three-pump chump because I haven't had it.
Talk about it, Novak. Well, what has Minson done? What's the worst thing Minson, right, the fictional character in your head?
Okay, now I know where we're left off at. The worst thing Minson has done has cock-blocked me for 4 nights in a row. The last night is the first night in 5 days that Minson did not show up.
Dude, that's fucked up.
I know. And it only happens when I go to bed because when I go to bed, I start having all these crazy dreams and I can't decipher whether the dreams happen to real life or not.
Is Minson hot looking?
I don't think it's only the
I've never seen a visual of Minson.
I think it's because you're so fucked up and then you black out.
Well, no, I'm not fucked up.
No,
well, alcohol, but I haven't been on pills.
Novak.
I've been on withdrawal for the past
let me ask you
now.
This. Do I have to put Novak plus one and the plus one is Minson?
Minson.
Yeah. No.
No, okay.
Because Minson doesn't happen until I put my head down to go to bed.
Okay, so I don't need to give you a plus one.
No. But thanks for looking out for Minson.
Oh, yeah,
I appreciate
it. Hey, I'm here to help.
Chad's hard at work right now.
Yeah.
Always.
He's trying to fix a problem because is what happens here, ladies and gentlemen. We do this live radio show here at my house, Radio Bam Studio 20 Infection, and people just come in. People just come in and fuck shit up. They fuck shit up.
It's like they use...
Novak comes in, bangs out some fucking hot dog strutting floozy, and then she lays on the microphone and breaks it.
Shit.
Look at my microphone. It's fucking dangling.
Yeah. Jesse's microphone's dangling. Cammy can't even talk because it's going...
I've never fucked in this room. No, actually,
Taylor Qualley shows up, and then fucking he breaks one, too.
Somebody probably fucked on my headphones.
Where's Tammy Tam's headphones at?
She's back.
She's back?
Dude, Chad is a master of, like, wires and
you're back.
Inputs.
Because he shopped at Radio Shack.
Am I back in?
Dude, I make CKY records. If anything could be fucking harder, I don't know, man.
Dude, Tammy Tam is Tammy Kardashian, dude. Look at her. She's so pretty. I can't take it no more.
Chad could probably make an MP3 recorder.
Tammy is Apple's sexual mom, and I really thank
you for
that.
It's true.
Because you have turned her into a Tasmanian devil.
I've been teaching her how to fucking suck
dude,
and talk dirty.
I'll be fucking her, and she'll turn around, and she'll be like, I want you to watch me come all over your cock. I'm
dude.
Like, damn you,
so
Tammy.
Me.
Jess, I'm not kidding. Novak started dating this girl named Apple.
Tell how it was at first, and then
and I witnessed the whole thing.
He's seen it from A.
So
to
in the
Z.
beginning, Apple's
very
just like
quiet,
some girl
quiet.
From the from sorority place, and she goes to the university. Now she's fucking Novak. So now she fucks Novak, and now she slowly starts to meet Tammy Tam. And Tammy Tam is a maniac.
Tammy adopted her.
She's a Tasmanian
Tammy
devil.
Tammy adopted her as
and
be her sexual daughter.
Apple just straight up says, Tammy. Yeah, here she is.
Oh,
oh here
come
she
in.
Is.
Get in on mic.
She goes, Tammy,
get on mic.
You are this my sexual mom.
And my sexual daughter just came in right now.
Yeah, and now she's here.
You know she loves me.
And has the best fucking ass in the entire world.
She does have a hot ass ass.
I know, she has a hot ass ass. But I taught her to talk dirty to you and say, fuck me like a little pig. I taught her. I did.
What do you think about Tammy
like
being
a little
sexual
pig.
Mom?
Who fucks little pigs?
Wait, oh, yeah, I'll fuck you just like I fuck little. No, wait a minute.
Oink, oink.
Oink, oink. Oink. Watch this. This is exactly how I fuck oink. A little pig.
Oink, oink.
You little pig.
Fuck me like a dirty little slut that I am, you fucking motherfucker.
Chad, she's not on. Apple's not on.
Apple.
It's her problem.
Apple, are you there?
Apple.
I can't hear Check. You.
Well, you guys come I'm running through with sword fights in here.
No duh.
All right, hold on. Now Chad's hard at work again.
Oh, Chad's working hard for my sexual daughter that I'm teaching how to have crazy
dirty. Speaking of daughters.
All right, talk.
Don't you dare.
You have a daughter named Jaslyn who's 16 who's dating somebody
Don't
with a
talk
nice
about
BMW.
That John
Don't
Mayer
talk
song.
About that.
Oh, why?
Daughters, that John Mayer song.
John Mayer. John Mayer.
Is that what you're talking about?
John Mayer.
Yeah.
I want
Apple, are you there?
Yeah, I want him to drown in his own shit.
Well, oh, Apple, there's Apple. I'm a sexual mother, and this bitch dress is so fucking sexy, I can't stand her ass.
Dude, she's got an ass you can bounce quarters off.
Jess, look at her pussy.
She has a black girl ass.
Jess, just take a look at her pussy.
Jess, take a look at this. Jess, let me just show you. She's
my
Jess, just don't sit there standing there walking around. Just look at the pussy.
Stop standing.
I gave him a peep show. He can't do it, but he's
Apple, can I be your sexual mother for like the next 10 years?
Dude, Apple, I don't even really.
Ben was just explaining.
I'm
how
not too like attracted to blondes. I never dated one, but like you are hot.
Oh, thanks.
See,
and she has the best fucking ass in the whole goddamn entire world. And I kissed her. Yes, I kissed all the girls.
Yeah.
I get to kiss all.
I
the
was
girls.
Just telling a story about how I was fucking the other night, and you turned around, and your back was to me as you were fucking. Like, oh yeah, I want you to watch my cum drip down your cock. Remember saying that?
Oh, you dirty little slut. Oh, I taught you well. Mommy taught
did
you your, good.
Did you not say that? Just
no
admit
comment.
It.
No comment, Vincent.
That means
Vincent.
Vincent. Vincent's dad. Wait a minute. Last night,
no,
we were in
Atlantic
City.
What about
we're
last night?
City. I met a girl who's Croatian, and she...
Yeah, you were sucking and fucking and swallowing down.
She asked me to come over, and she goes, I just want to let you know. And she goes, you're so beautiful. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Because it's Tammy Kardashian.
She was seriously the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. I fucking made out for like 5 times. She's insanely, insanely gorgeous.
Those Croatian chicks or something.
Do you have her digits?
She's
my
gorgeous.
Wife's
they like
digits.
Uh-oh.
I got her digit. Well, yeah, I got her. No, I gave her my number. I don't take digits.
Why not?
They gave her my number. They call me.
Yeah, that's
these
a smart way to
call
do it.
Me.
Bam, it's just
these
like this.
Call me.
All right, well, if she calls and she shows up and she sucks and fucks and swallows it down, then I'm
sucks,
being there to witness.
Sucks, sucks,
you
sucks,
can,
fucks,
you can join in if you want.
No die, can I am.
Speaking of joining in, were you serious about having a threesome with your girlfriend last night?
Me. Who, Apple?
Yeah.
We all joke about that all the time.
I wasn't joking.
My house is always joking about
it. Dude, Apple has some hot-ass panties on.
Apple's not going to have a threesome.
And Bam knows, too. When's the last time you've ever seen me interested in a blonde?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of different.
The night you met Apple?
Besides that, I always like brown hair, brown eye girls. Like,
yeah, well,
unless a blonde wants to fuck you.
You've been with...
Yeah, unless a blonde wants to fuck them. Yeah,
well, you've been dating somebody for a little while, but that, now you're officially single.
Yeah, but even when I've always been with girls, I've always had brown hair, brown eyes. I've never actually hung out with a girl with blue hair.
I'm telling you, Chad. Chad, I'm not even kidding. Like he really, really, really likes Apple.
I know,
like,
he is like, turned around.
When he's all drunk, he's like, "Bam, I really like Apple."
I know.
Like
he's turned around. This motherfucker.
Really like
why are you acting like you don't say that?
I, really like
I don't
so
say
much.
That. They just
you do
Bam.
Say it.
Bam, I really like this
you
Apple.
You do say
he's
it.
He's exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling the truth. That's all I do.
Look, cheesing. He's fucking cheesing.
Now look at his dimple out.
I know. His dimples are all out. All
right. So how was him show?
Oh, shut up. It was good. All right.
It was good.
You worked.
All right. What do you want to play?
Him.
Obviously. What track?
All right. Let me think.
Track 4.
Here, grab it.
I'm just guessing. 4?
St. Valentine.
Oh, yeah. That's
track 12,
face.
Chad.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very
yeah.
seasonal.
You want to
make out?
Fuck to this? Right, Apple?
All right,
he's gonna
it.
Fuck. I just want
to
make out.
Hopefully, Minson's
hey,
out.
Hey,
I'm gonna make out with Minson.
Remember when
right
we?
Now?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a hymn song and it's romantic.
Hey, Ben, remember when I fucked? Remember when I fucked Apple on the way up from?
Oh, don't get all mad because you're all jealous that people buy hymn CDs because
I know that's why we're not
it.
Playing CKY songs. They're not romantic.
Yeah, nobody wants to make out the Hellions on Parade.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, remember when I fucked Apple that way on the night home from New Hope?
I'm gonna fuck you to St. Valentine.
I'm writing a song called "Love's Cruel Game" tonight.
Why not?
Oh, don't make fun.
It would work.
It would sell.
Yeah. Then do it.
Oh, you know what?
Then do it.
You're making fun in Boston. Meanwhile, Apple and Tammy Tam already bought two copies
of
it.
He has the hottest voice ever.
My point exactly.
Who does?
They probably also bought a bag of Cheetos, and we ain't selling those.
He has the hottest wife ever.
Yeah. You want to fuck Kelly now?
No, she's just the hottest wife.
Do you
want to
eat her out?
She's from Croatia.
Nate!
Is she really?
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
With him, St. Valentine's.
Him, Track 12, St. Valentine's Day, Radio Band. Let's bring out a fuck shit.
Like, I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Band 220 Faction. I'm here with T-Wow, a.k.a. Tammy Tam.
T-Wow.
And then Apple of Novak's Eye.
The best AKA ass ever.
I mean, she does have the best
when
ass.
When did my sales?
Did you see her panties today?
So take sexy. A look at them.
I know, I don't have any on.
And then Novak's here,
on.
Too. Who cares? And then, Chad Eigensburg, a.k.a.
Chad. Big man.
Chad, two drinks.
Chad.
I wish I was.
Yep. Here we are, Radio
Bam. All right, here we are, Radio Bam. What do we got coming up, Chad?
No.
Let Bam set it up if he wants.
Yeah, all right. Well, this kind of... Tammy.
Wait a minute, Tammy.
You're 38 years old.
I know, but I don't drink vodka. Well, only with you I do, and I get wasted.
Chad, how old are you?
38.
And he's a hot tamale.
Hey.
Tammy's 38, and she's never been on a river before. She's never been kayaking before.
Never saw a plane.
Does that make you an adult?
She's She's never had Thai food before.
Never saw planes, trains, automobiles. She
never saw planes, trains, and automobiles.
She hasn't
lived. And I'm wasted.
And now she's wasted. Drinks.
Off of two glasses of vodka.
Tammy, you have a lot of growing up to do.
I know, but babe, yeah, I don't grow up,
girl. You need to grow up, girl.
No, you fucking bring me into a world where I've never been. And I don't know how I want
to be. She can't even go to TGIF anymore.
Thank God.
Thank God. It fucking sucks.
It's fucking dumb.
We have our new hotspot. We have our new lunch hotspot.
Yes.
Our new lunch hotspot's the best.
Don't tell anybody.
Where is it at?
I like it to be private. I can't tell.
I like it being private.
It is private.
I like it being private.
Me too. I would never tell our lunch.
It's a little restaurant attached to the Shove It In.
Yeah, because because then it's bad enough every time we go out. Everyone's like,
fuck you.
Yeah, Shove It In. Can I shove it in when we're done lunch, please?
There you go again.
Shove it in.
So fucking everything's funny until Novak has a seizure.
Oh my God, I know. Are you fucked up?
On the tennis court.
Is he fucked
right
up?
Now?
Look
are you
at
fucked
him.
Up right now?
He drank all Richard Rags' Klonopin.
You cannot pull a Minton tonight, dude.
Remember? Don't pull a Minton.
I didn't last
Where's
night?
Apple?
I will fuck Apple. Yeah. I will fuck Apple and take
Apple?
Away from you.
Apple, you're on, right?
Good, actually.
Hold on.
All right, wait.
Apple, you're
on. I'll fuck Apple tonight. All right,
Apple's on.
The big Bapple.
Apple.
Wait, what?
Apple.
Yeah.
So, you haven't fucked Novak in 4 days.
Minson,
who's invisible, cockblocks Novak.
But no.
Because he thinks that there's an invisible friend because of Xanax withdrawal. And
he's not my friend. Minson is not my friend.
Minson cockblocks you.
You keep it down. Ooh, is wake up, Minson.
Put your headset
get
on
here,
Jesse.
Get over here, my hero.
Jess,
where were you?
Jess, look how pretty
I
Apple
told
is.
You he was taking a dump.
No. You were taking a certified shit.
Painting the town,
oh,
bro.
Lord.
Jess, look yes, how sir. Pretty Apple is.
Oh, yeah.
See her?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
All right,
you.
Well, Novak can't even fuck her.
Oh, come
because
on.
Minson cocksblocks him.
But, in my defense, has Minson been leaving?
Minson's been on his way out. Gradually.
Because he wants Wawa Bell.
He wants Wawa Bell.
But I have. I did already. Because Minson was gone that night.
Finally yesterday.
I finally did.
Wait, Minson's on his way out, but it's in 4 days even cop off.
Spell Minson.
Yeah. Spell
Minson. In my mind, it's M-I-N-S-O-N.
I
pictured M-I-N-C-I-N.
Minson.
That's funny.
I say,
do you know anybody named Minson?
No, it's fucking great.
I know Cinnaminson.
It's just weird.
No,
why would Novak come up with a person named Minson?
Oh, it's awesome.
Is there a childhood name named
said,
Minson?
Since the seizure.
It doesn't make sense.
All because of the seizure.
Add up.
All because of the seizure. And I think we have the seizure somewhere right here.
Minson.
We were playing a... Bam, tell the story about the Novak seizure.
Yeah, so you set it up.
I mean, all I want to do is play tennis. And I'm there with my tennis shoes and my tennis racket. And my tennis bow.
And we got Sigmund.
And my tennis bow.
Sigmund's with us.
I have Chad I. Ginsburg.
Wait, with his cute little ducky
with
socks.
With Doc Martens and ducky socks.
And his pants rolled up.
And his pants rolled up.
On.
You tell it.
Because you nerds wear shorts.
Okay. You're a nerd.
He had on, Bimin, our little friend here, he had on brown ducky socks.
Nerds!
Let me tell the story. He had on brown ducky socks.
We want nerds!
He had on brown ducky socks and Doc Martens and his jeans were rolled up with his fucking badass bandana and glasses. And he's all over the court. And Novak's really serious about playing tennis. He's like, dude, what fucking side of the court are you going to play on? And Chad's like, yeah, I'm playing on the whole fucking side. So fucking Novak's actually getting bit by bees. And like he's swatting the bees away.
Bit by bees?
Yes. He
only got bit by one bee.
He got, but he hit a fucking bee's nest.
Yeah, and they were
so
all
he did not hit no bee's nest.
Yes, he did.
He got hit by one bee.
No.
He thought that he was getting attacked by bees.
It was
he thought
a
it was like killer bees from South Africa coming in.
But we thought that he was being a funny guy, and he bounced off the fucking tennis net so hard.
Was he bouncing off the wow?
He bounced off it so hard, and he fucking
off
like,
the what?
The wow.
Tennis net.
Off the what?
It's a fucking tennis net, right?
No, the wow.
The tennis wow.
Yeah.
Okay, he bounced on the tennis wow. And then all of a sudden, he's like falling on the fucking ground. And he's like fucking shaking. We're like, Novak, stop kidding around. Stop kidding
so
around.
I think that he's falling to be like a jackass and be funny for everybody.
And he's like,
and
why
I,
are you not
I,
filming?
I realize that there's no camera and there's three people. I'm like, why would Novak fall so hard to make three people laugh? It doesn't make sense.
It was
like,
fucking
it was
hilarious.
Like it was a true jackass slam. Hardcore.
It was
he
terrible.
Has like nine scabs on his
easily.
Knee.
It was like 90 degrees out of the
I can't
court.
Fuck doggy yeah. style. Fuck
you,
my knees
then,
up so bad.
Then,
you fucking doggy style.
Then all of a sudden he starts convulsing and he's just his arms start like
locking up
and looking like a Rehoboth Beach gay watch.
No, he was trying to get the bees out of his shirt.
Yeah.
Jesus.
His pupils were as big as my black eyes.
Pupal.
My pupal was as big as my black eyes, and like he was just fooling with the
mouth. I love your black eyes.
So, Chad, didn't you happen to catch us on audio?
You're so pretty.
I'm soft.
Didn't you catch us on audio, Chad?
Am I out on the date, too?
What?
This is ridiculous.
I just can't take it no more.
I feel like I'm in the middle of two fucking dates here.
Date
Jess.
Fucking
that's why I had to go take an imaginary shit.
Call up Jess's...
He took a
Jess.
What? You,
call up Michelle. Call up your wife's sister.
Oh.
She's dying
to
fuck.
It's the cousin. It's the cousin. Not the
she's
sister.
Dying to fuck.
It's the cousin.
Yeah.
It's
and Chad wants to...
Yeah, we can get
no. That. She wants to fuck Chad.
No, but she has to look like Kelly.
No, she told me this. She told me this. She goes, I want to fuck Chad.
Jesse's wife is absurdly ridiculous.
Who doesn't?
Jesse's wife is absurdly ridiculous.
What about May? Do you think she would want to fuck Chad?
Oh my gosh, she already answered
that. Is she hot?
She wants to bag him from behind.
What does she look like? Do you have a photo of her?
No, but she has long, long black hair down her ass.
Long black hair down
her ass. She loves to fuck him behind. She loves her pussy being eaten.
So Novak had a fucking seizure and he almost died.
And Chad was fucking genius as usual and had a fucking
this is some emotional shit. I don't know if you want to hear it.
No, it's true. Hey, Jeff, you haven't heard this yet, have you?
You have a clip of the seizure?
This is...
Chad, I don't know why, but whenever Chad shows up and walks around standing there,
he's doing something.
He always hits record.
He always has a tape recorder.
So he has Novak on a tennis court having a seizure.
And this is for real, ladies
and gentlemen. So, like, if you get all bent out of shape, like, sorry, because this is what
happens. Well, he's a goddamn record producer. He's always got a recorder.
This is what happens when you abuse
Xanax. Turn down the music.
Kids, when you abuse pills and Xanax, this is what happens.
Shut the fuck up. You're on 10 Klonopins right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking falling asleep as I talk.
You are?
Yeah.
Shit was scary. So what you'll hear...
Nice pupils.
What you'll hear is the Novak... we're playing tennis or some shit. It's kind of embarrassing already, but...
Well, it's... This,
Novak starts running away from the
bee. It's embarrassing. This is what's happening.
It's alright. You're damn right, dude. This, Novak has... None of us have heard this.
I got 15 loves.
Shipper.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's introduce Shipper in a minute. Let's hear this.
None of us have heard this. First time for everyone.
The Yingling tall boy.
Put some headphones on. I don't know where they're...
Abby, you're Shipper, put on headset. Seriously, so terrible.
Here, keep this.
No, Abby, put them
on.
You're about to hear Novak's seizure, Shipbird.
Alright, do it.
Alright.
Go.
Shipbirds, you ready?
I want to hear this shit. Turn it up to full blast.
We haven't heard it. Novak,
Abby, you haven't
Novak was
it?
Having a seizure,
you
so he didn't get to hear any of it.
No, none of us
heard it.
Apple,
you're
going
to die.
No one's heard
this is Novak having a seizure.
Hopefully it's as dramatic as we just
and it's real life.
It was definitely real.
Novak, you better fucking pay attention.
Bam, you thought he was dying for real.
No shit, I thought he was going to be dead.
Yeah. I tried
that's
to stay calm.
That's why I jumped in front of a car to try to rescue some water.
Chad took care of you so good. He really did.
Oh,
he
good sucking his dick.
I didn't suck his dick.
I
not
did
yet.
Take care of you, bro.
Not yet?
Chad, I don't
know. I'm retaliating, remember?
You already retaliated.
All right,
play
the
ready?
Fucking
all right,
thing.
Here we go.
Look. Chad.
Shush.
No, she's got Apple here. Ah!
Chad, can people hear me right now?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, wait.
What is it on my face?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh my
help
God.
Me. What is it?
Jess, listen to this.
It's a bee.
Oh, it's listen. A bee.
It's a bee.
Take your shit off. Is it there?
Yeah.
Where?
You only sting once, dude.
You only sting once. You all right?
Okay.
Oh my God!
Okay.
We went into a seizure right here.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Dude, major seizure.
Good.
Can you hear it?
It's coming.
It is coming.
Put your headphones on, you idiot.
Novak. 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 Hey. 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 Novak. 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 What do we do? What do we do?
We're on the side. We gotta get him to the hospital.
Any water?
No.
No.
You gotta call 911, Dave.
Call 911. You okay?
Novak, Novak, Novak.
Hey. Novak.
Dave, put him on his side. Let him find his phone right
Hey.
This is dark.
Hey.
It's terrible.
Novak. You good?
He still wasn't. He was locked in and he looked like he was dying.
Hey, you good?
I thought he was.
Novak.
He was purple and foaming.
I know.
Are you okay? Novak. Breathe.
Baby.
Breathe.
You gotta get another.
Breathe.
We're out here on the
defensive.
Breathe.
Breathe. You okay? You good?
It's still not up.
Breathe.
He's going like this.
What do we do on when he has a seizure? What do we do?
You have to keep him on the side. You can't let him speak. Play your spot.
Tammy's right.
Good. Go look in the car for water.
You can't give anybody with a seizure water.
We just found this out.
Yeah.
Hey, relax. Just relax. Just stay there. What do you need? Water? What do you need? Breathe.
Can I be in here?
Breathe. I'm getting water.
Sitting with them and you're out waving cars off the street.
Stop the car.
Go back.
That was my only option. Stop the car.
Are you alright?
Get lemonade.
He's okay. He's breathing.
He just went to.
Chad's so taking care of you at this point. He's like, seriously,
dude, like that was 5 minutes. Like, a 5 minute seizure is fucking gnarly.
Really scary.
I thought he was gonna die.
That's just terrifying sounding, man. Just listening to it is painful.
Keep it up going. I remember it all.
Bam, he's okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
How long did it fucking take for the ambulance?
Too long.
5 fucking minutes.
Oh my
god. Yeah, fucking packeted Ted Davidson show up.
Yeah. No, Matt, look at him and don't do this.
Ted Davidson.
No?
Don't do this to him ever again.
No water in there. No? You okay? No. I love
me. You know what?
No, like, I love you too much. You can't do this to me. Like, it's too hard to watch. It was too hard to watch. It was too hard to watch. You can't do that anymore. You were gonna die. You really were.
Yeah, that's no joke.
You were purple.
People die of seizures. Really,
you were gonna really die. Like,
you were foaming at the mouth.
That was the closest to death that anybody could be.
I was truly terrified.
It looked like you were fighting off death for like a straight 5 minutes.
And the thing is,
I don't know.
What
should we just leave
him
on his side for now?
Yeah, on his side. Just stay on his side.
Do you remember any of this
part
or no?
Yeah.
No,
he has
no
idea. Do you remember any of this?
Nothing.
And I wasn't high.
Bam was running into the middle of the street and stopped the car to get water and like.
Well, let's listen.
Yeah.
I mean, he's breathing and everything.
We called him like, where are they?
Well, see, you're in the middle of kind of no. Well, you know. I mean.
It was like a 10-minute seizure. It was the scariest thing.
I think he got stung by a bee. Yeah, I think he might get a bee.
But he gets seizures.
Does he have any medicine or anything for
him? I don't know.
Disgusting.
Hey, did you have medicine or something? You need to go get?
This is real life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at the footage. Yeah, because Chad is a goddamn maniac and he hits record wherever he goes. Chad has so many conversations and arguments on film.
Yeah.
On record, not on film. But he wires himself and goes has meetings.
Chad could like run into the woods. Chad could run in with into the woods, get a leaf and a stick and record it.
That's what Chad does. Chad's wired up with all these wires.
That's so eerie.
How do you feel here?
Eerie?
Yeah.
It was the most terrible fucking thing ever.
Is there any more, Chad?
Yeah, well, the ambulance eventually gets there, but they didn't even come with the siren on.
The ambulance that fucking took 25 minutes.
Chat.
We just drove in.
Hey, yeah. Do you have you?
Jesus.
Tammy Cam. You're 38 years old.
It's just ice, babe. Like, it's all
chat
now.
Do you have Franz?
I
didn't feel in.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Oh, man.
How about your mom with a joy?
I don't have that either. That's on the internet, though. So that was so fucking serious shit.
Yeah, anyway. So that happened about almost 2 weeks ago. I was about 7 days
in there. Shut up, you fucking homo. It was 5 days ago.
It was like a week ago.
It was a week ago.
The real goddamn fucking world.
And that's when Minson came
into it. Mr. Kickass of Longwood upon Brandywine III Esquire had to fucking call 911 for you to show up.
All right. Thank you for doing that. Best friend saved me once again.
And look at how upset he is over this. Don't fucking do shit to him.
I'm fine.
I didn't do it. I don't do it on purpose.
I know.
No shit. You don't do it on purpose.
I know.
So I would shit my pants and piss if I saw that going down.
Novak, I'm telling you, like, I'm spilling my guts here. You can't do that to one of your best friends, dude. Like, I'm telling the truth here. Novak takes like 10 Klonopins or Xanax a day. I don't know, whatever.
Did.
But that's what he does.
Use your imagination.
No, he does.
No, if I did.
And he does, and he did. And when somebody loses his pill bottle, Jess. And he doesn't have any the next day. He goes into withdrawal. Yeah. He makes friends with a person named Minson who's invisible, and he starts having seizures.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
That's what Minson is.
And that's Novak.
So since then, I haven't had any.
So don't do that to your best friend, dude.
Since that, you're right. And since that.
Because Novak, like, you're so, like, you're my best friend, and you're super entertaining. I like you around, and I really do. And this matches your jacket.
Yeah, Bam was. Really thought you were dying, and we probably did too.
Because he was.
Yeah, me and Chad thought you were.
If I didn't put him to his side, maybe he would be dead. Maybe.
Dude,
you could
swallow
your tongue up, but your tongue off.
That's serious shit.
That's why I said
he was foaming at the mouth. He had.
He was purple.
All right, Chad.
Yep.
This is Danny Lion Eye, the person who made Viva La Bam. Rock and roll, rock and roll. I'm the king of rock and roll. This guy from Finland.
Yeah.
Now he put out a new Danny Lion Eye, and it's fucking black metal.
Danny Lion
Eye. Dude, it's so satanic fucking devil rock.
Ew, it's devil rock that you fucking listen to.
Is the whole CD that way or just that song?
No, the whole CD is that way.
I just called Bam saying, yo, you gotta hear this song by Danny Lion Eye.
Dandy Lion Eye.
I heard that too. It's Daniel Lion Eye.
Chad, track 5.
Dandy Lion Eye.
This is black metal. Dandy Lion Eye.
It's like Shitburger.
It's awesome. Shitburg
and Dandy Lion Eye.
All I'm going to do when this plays is mock the drums and play the riff.
Okay.
Because I know it all. I know everything about everybody. Always.
Radio Bam, 28 Facts.
Shut up.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
I think it's fucking lame that, like, if you're a judge, it's simply whatever mood you're in is what's happening. Like, if Shipper gets a DUI... Shipper, if you get a DUI and it's your second time getting one...
And the judge doesn't get pussy
and
the night before.
I'm the judge. Hello, my name is Ben Roger. I'm a judge. If I'm in a bad mood...
You didn't get pussy
If I'm in a bad
before,
mood, I didn't get pussy the night before.
Or
rough night,
you.
Somebody got hollered at... And I'm in a bad mood.
Your dog dies.
Oh, Shipper, this is second DUI. Well, you're fucking
you're doing
paying 10 for it.
Years.
You're doing. I'm making an example out of you.
Yep.
Or if I did get pussy and I was happy, I'd be like, all right, Shipper, you got a second DUI? Like, that's kind of dumb.
Probation
for
a judge.
But, like just kind of try to sort
calm
it out.
Calm down a little bit.
Apple even said, Apple said.
You're totally right.
Apple said she had underage drinking. She got a fucking citation.
Job to the judge.
Apple had a citation for underage drinking. Everyone in my house that night had a citation. He was like, it's not going to be the pretty little girl crying and gave her a fucking house arrest. She has an ankle bracelet on. It's
you know
disgusting.
She gets it off on High Monday, though.
Yeah, I know. She's like dying to come out and hang out. She's dying.
You know how much the second DUI
she likes
costs?
Me, you know.
Not as much as the third.
Shitbird is playing tomorrow. At the note.
No, he played on Saturday night.
Shipper.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, in the past.
Shipper.
He got a flux capacitor.
Yeah, the flux capacitor.
Yeah, today's Monday, right?
Scheißvogel.
And now he's playing on Monday.
Today's Monday, so he plays Saturday.
Played last Saturday.
So, Shipbird has a new CD out. It's called UM plus S. What's that mean?
What's that mean?
Uncle Matt
Uncle
and Shipbird.
Okay.
It's called Suck My Stimulus Package.
Shipbird.
Shipbird.
You know what's kind
Shipper.
Of funny? If you read all the songs on the back of the CD, it almost.
You
want to
ask him a question?
It almost.
Say, Uncle Matt
sense.
And the Shipbirds.
Uncle Matt Shipbird.
Yes.
Is that your girlfriend or your wife?
That's my girlfriend.
Does she fuck you so good?
Oh, dude.
Wait, I gotta tell you a story. Wait, when you were singing at Jesse's house there at night, she was so googly-eyed, like smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer, and she was like, oh my god.
Down.
And she was sucking a fucking swallowing down.
She
was like, seriously, she was like, me and Bam were near. She was like watching you, and she was singing along with your words, and she was like, googly-eyed, like watching you, and I was I was like, fucking look at her. I go, she is so googly-eyed right now. She was so
She's your A1 fan, Shipbird.
Oh my gosh,
I'll tell you what, Shipper.
That's how I look at you when you're doing vocals, too.
Oh no,
Shipper.
If I could suck my own dick, she'd be gone, though.
Shipper.
What track do you want to play, Shipper?
I was thinking about...
Shipper.
We were thinking about Balls Deep. Dude, Balls Deep.
Balls Deep?
Actually, Bam helped write this. Yeah, Bam totally, like,
Monday, I took her for a drink on Tuesday, but I was balls deep by Wednesday, and on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
I drove Bam to the airport, and we sang that the whole fucking time. So, we just had to do it justice and put some music to it, and I hope we did you well, Bam, on this one. Oh, no.
Fair enough.
He wasn't wasted singing it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's I'm always wasted getting on a plane. Fuck planes.
What
yeah,
plane rides suck, man.
I hate them.
What I like about this song.
What do you like about this song?
Go ahead, Shipper.
Like it's a real good time going on inside the song.
Get balls deep on the discussion about this song.
This shit would make
not listen to it.
Kenny G cry on his clarinet. Yeah. Hey, we could have got Kenny G on there. We'd have been like.
What brought these lyrics to your heart?
Bam did. No, Jess and Bam were singing this shit. It's like, what the fuck song are you singing? Who is that? And they're like, we just made it up. And I was like, all right, well, then we got to put some music to it.
It's just one of those gems floating around.
Yeah.
All right, say goodbye, man.
Hot as ass.
You got to fuck me.
No, really.
Bye, y'all.
Sucking and swallowing it down.
Swallow it down, sucking and fuck.
Suck it and swallow it down.
Fucking and sucking and swallowing it down.
All right. Thanks for listening to Radio Bam on Faction.
Better on a Monday, took a four drink on Tuesday. I was balls deep by Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We chilled on Sunday, Monday, took a four drink on Tuesday. I was balls deep by Wednesday. took a full drink on Tuesday. I was balls deep by Wednesday. A Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I chilled on Sunday, Monday. I took a full drink on Tuesday. I was balls deep by Wednesday. A Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We chilled on Sunday, Sunday.
that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.